Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin, Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three here. Pardon me. And a couple of things before we go to Lady Claire. The stock market, U.S. stock market is now closed. The Dow ended 318 points down. So didn't matter how hard the plunge protection team was massaging the market, they didn't get their happy ending. Mm-hmm. They're blaming earnings reports, concern over China. And my concern here is a crash is coming, and already we're seeing the propaganda to somehow blame it on China. It's mm-hmm. China's fault. We had the economy almost working. It's so gosh darn Chinese. This means war. And they're on to that whole situation. Mm-hmm. Another story real quick here. Somebody just sent in. Apparently, this idea of making all guns, mandating all guns to stamp an identifying mark on the bullet, just prior to being fired, is something the United Nations has been pushing for since 2011. Anyway, for those of you watching on BAM User TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us third hour every Friday with her unique perspective. What's the first thing you want to talk about?
Oh, the first thing I really wish I didn't have to, but I do. Secretary of State Kerry. I read this morning, and I had an industrial strength, palmed forehead moment at velocity. Well, apparently, Kerry is out there threatening to attack Iran if the deal is violated. And he was giving an interview with Al Arabiya, and he couldn't go through the whole thing without threatening the military option against Iran. Now, the timing on this kind of bites intensely because the IAEA has already stated days ago that Iran has halted enrichment and is complying with the deal perfectly. Good gravy.
What's going on here is the United States government is trying to rewrite the deal after the fact.
Yeah.
To say that Iran agreed to dismantling its centrifuges, mm-hmm. which was not in the deal.
No,
and if they can
not.
Get you to believe their lie that the deal involved dismantling, then they can come back and say, Iran didn't dismantle their centrifuges, the war is on, and this appears to be the new tactic. Now that AIPAC has failed to get a veto-proof majority in the Senate mm-hmm. to push forward with more sanctions, now they're basically going to say, we decided what the deal is, and Iran isn't complying with it, and they're off to, and it's another complete lie, and it's amazing to see them keep on playing these kinds of deception games.
Yeah.
They have to be aware at some level. The American people do not trust or believe anything this government says any longer.
And speaking of AIPAC, I would like to talk, and Mike teased it a little bit earlier in the show. This is really nasty. A recent letter attacking Democratic National Committee chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and it was put out by AIPAC. And what happened was she was very quietly trying to get Democrats to not go along with these sanctions against Iran. And if AIPAC thought that when this saw the light of day, that this was the right move at this point, they were incredibly, horribly, ham-fistedly, pig-headedly, absolutely wrong. And it also shadows the fact that AIPAC has been in open revolt against the White House's Iran diplomacy.
Well, AIPAC has always seen itself as the supreme law of Washington, D.C. That's no secret.
Yeah.
But here is the interesting situation. Schultz is one of the most loyal of Israel's supporters and backers in the United States Congress. And for AIPAC to just go after her and threaten her because she, like so many other people in the United States government, are finally starting to realize that moving forward on this war agenda will mean the end of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. We will lose this thing.
And it's very interesting because President Obama this month has been talking very publicly about getting his agenda moved forward via executive orders. And, you know, relative to AIPAC, I wonder just what he might be thinking. Well, AIPAC so far has not had to register as an agent of a foreign government, Israel. But I have to wonder, Mike, if maybe that could change.
I don't think Obama is going to do anything about AIPAC because we're coming up on the November elections and AIPAC would retaliate against every Democrat that's out there running.
So he's
going to be afraid of that situation. But I think Obama and Schultz and a lot of other people, obviously not John McCain, have come to the same conclusion I have. The United States lacks the money, the manufacturing, the manpower, and certainly the moral justification to continue this war agenda, and to continue to do so will mean a military defeat, especially with our current generation of hideously costly targets that are ineffective as weapons. And that makes a nuclear exchange inevitable. And I think some people in Washington, D.C. are finally starting to take a look around and say, this has really gone on far enough. And the more they stand up and say, this has to end, and the more Israel and AIPAC threaten them, the more obvious it becomes to the American people that AIPAC is a major problem with our government right now.
And I have an open note to Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, she and I disagree vehemently about certain U.S. policies and Israeli policies. But encouraging other Democrats not to back these sanctions took a great deal of courage, I think, on her part. And I respect her for this, and I hope she hangs tough.
Well, I hope she does, too, as well.
Yeah.
And also, Debbie may be looking at the fact that going into the November elections, alignment with Obama and his policies is looking to be an election loser. We're already seeing Democratic candidates try and distance themselves away from Obama, move away from Obamacare, move away from Benghazi, and basically they're going to be running on their own, and they don't want the president to show up. And so Schultz may be thinking more about the party and the November elections because Obama's a lame duck. He can't run again.
Right. And unfortunately for a lot of Democrats supporting his policies, particularly Obamacare, it's a KOD moment, a kiss of death.
They hoisted with their own petard on that one. And you know, the White House is out there trumpeting, we have 3 million people signed up now. That's less than 1% of the current American population. And they're trumpeting it as a sign of success, and it absolutely isn't.
Don't think so.
What's next on your list?
Well, apparently President Obama disagrees with the oversight report on NSA illegality.
Imagine my shock.
And the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board is just the latest in a series of reports from experts issuing a report declaring that the NSA's telephone megadata program is illegal, unconstitutional, and totally unnecessary.
And completely ineffective.
Yeah.
They basically said they were unable to confirm, based on the information given to them by the NSA, that there was ever actually a terror suspect caught by the NSA information. There was one case where the NSA was involved, and they basically said ordinary police work already had this guy. And it is unconstitutional. It is illegal. Now, Representative Peter King is out there defending the NSA and saying it's perfectly legal. It's not a violation of the Constitution. So the NSA obviously has something really juicy on him.
I would imagine so. And to paraphrase the American poet Gertrude Stein, President Obama, illegal is illegal. Is illegal.
Absolutely.
Period, end of discussion.
I don't know, maybe Peter King was over at that orgy in Britain with Mosley, with the Nazi dominatrixes.
Oh,
and
dear.
The NSA got the pictures on
Heaven
that.
Only
they got,
knows.
They got something on him. That
oh,
is
yeah.
absolutely true.
Yeah, definitely.
All righty, we've got about a minute and a half.
Okay.
Do you want to tease in your next story?
Yes, I do. The U.S. government is apparently willing to hold talks with Edward Snowden's attorney if he pleads guilty. I read this and I thought, Attorney General Holder, what were you thinking?
He's thinking they're going to do the same thing they did to James Earl Ray. If you will plead guilty and confess, we will be nice to you. And then they threw him in prison for the rest of his life. And Snowden would be an absolute fool to go along with this.
He knows that.
All right, we got to take a break for commercials. I got to move a microphone around and we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha. Welcome back there. And a little interesting news development just now breaking. Apparently the GOP have decided to add to their platform for November stopping the NSA spying on law-abiding citizens not suspected of any actual crime. And this is going to be a winner. They're going to be campaigning on stopping the NSA. The Democrats are going to be forced to campaign on Obamacare. Gee, I wonder what's going to happen to Congress this November.
I think it may be a rout.
I think it very well may be. Mm-hmm. If we still have a country by November, I mean, the way things are going, if there's an economic crash, it will take the federal government with it, because the federal government's solution to the economic crash is going to be to come and take your silver and gold and guns, and I don't think the American people are going to put up with it.
They got suckered once before.
In 1933. They went along with it because they believed the government was looking out for everybody. The current American population knows that's not true. This government is looking out for itself and its rich supporters, and that is basically it. What is your next story?
Well, it's another story. I've got another one from Davos. And apparently, Sygenta CEO Mike Mack joined HuffPost and defended the use of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, in crop growing. And he said there's very little about farming that's natural. Okay.
We hear that from Monsanto and these big agricultural, it's all factories and science and labs and stuff. They're trying to pretend that, you know, people just don't go out into their backyards and grow food anymore.
Yeah, and I'm certain that Mike Mack loves GMO food as long as he doesn't have to eat it and as long as it's profitable, while other people who are forced to eat it may become very ill or sterilized as a consequence of eating it. And I know when I use the word sterilized, there are going to be people in our audience and our readers who are rolling their eyes and saying, Claire, come on, this has to be a bad joke.
I don't think our audience, they're pretty plugged in. I mean, the French research showed sterilization, reproductive problems with glyphosate and Roundup Ready corn. There have been farmers all across the United States of America raising pigs, feeding those pigs on GMO corn. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the pigs can't reproduce anymore.
Right.
We know there's the risk that the epicyte gene, which was a corn intentionally designed to sterilize human beings who eat it, that pollen has broken into the wild. In fact, at this point, it's almost a given, inevitable. We are seeing a sharp drop in birth rates here in the United States of America.
Right.
Again, this is the most dangerous technology humans have ever tinkered with, the code of our own lives, and it's just being deployed and marketed with an incredible degree of recklessness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I would also like to talk about some other thoughts that seem to be coming out of Davos right now. Apparently, many Davos speakers think it's like right before, in 1914, right before World War I broke out. And apparently Noriel Rubini tweeted from Davos, many speakers compare 2014 to 1914 when World War I broke out and no one expected it. A black swan in the form of a war between China and Japan. And unfortunately, both Prime Minister Abe and an influential Chinese analyst do not rule out a military confrontation between China and Japan this year.
Well, again, we're hearing talk about a limited war between China and Japan, just tit for tat over those islands. But for the U.S. agenda, it works just fine, because they can say, oh, we are in a state of war with China. We can stiff them on the debt. Mm-hmm. We can seize and freeze their assets inside the United States of America. And all of our allies, out of loyalty to the American empire, will immediately cease using the yuan and renminbi forthwith and return to the safe embrace of the U.S. dollar.
And you have to remember that the people who are represented there are people who are looking to position themselves and the corporations they represent the most profitably from whatever wars may be coming down. And, of course, bank executives love wars because all sides have to borrow heavily at interest in order to attempt to create a positive outcome.
I mean, let's be honest. Davos is the money junkies' Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing I would like for all of those people at Davos to be thinking about, at least in one corner of their brain, this next war may be far different than the wars before it, because of the U.S.'s and various other countries' nuclear capabilities. And as you mentioned earlier, there's a hard, inconvenient truth that the U.S. military doesn't have the troop strength, the manufacturing, or the money to ensure a positive outcome to a conventional war. And, Mike, this is what makes this scenario so scarily dangerous.
We have seen military development in the United States of America become so fraught with fraud and deception during the testing process. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not talking about one or two cases where military development went wrong and weapons that don't really work were put into service. We're talking about going on 3 decades mm-hmm. of building weapon systems that don't really perform the way they should for the money that is spent on them.
Right.
And we've got the world's most expensive, ineffective army right now.
Yeah, that's a really dangerous combination if, in fact, you are going to war.
And even our nuclear arsenal is not up to date. They're talking about a $1 trillion program to modernize those. Mm-hmm. The nuclear cores have been sitting there decaying for a long time, so there's going to be a lot less bang in them unless they're taken out and re-refined and put back in. The electronics, because of all the radiation coming out of the core, the electronics have degraded. We may reach the point where the U.S. Government turns that little brass key in the silo and discover those things don't actually work, that the launch crews fly farther than the missile does.
That's a pretty scary scenario.
Yes.
Also, related to this, Mike Snyder in Blacklisted News wrote an article about warning signs that we are approaching a global economic meltdown.
I think pretty much everybody's in agreement on that.
Yeah.
Because everybody has come to understand that all of these private central banks, Federal Reserve, ECB, IMF, mm-hmm. World yep. Bank, all of these are pyramid schemes
right.
that by design create more debt than money with which to pay that debt. It is inevitable they reach a point where the accumulation of debt and servicing that debt swamps the rest of the system and drags it to an absolute halt. And we're there, as far as I can tell. I'm frankly amazed they have kept it going this long.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're doing it with fraud and overprinting of money and mm-hmm. rigging the statistics and rigging the markets. But that's only going to buy them a little bit of time.
And one of the things Mike Snyder mentioned was that in major cities all over the world, there is looting, violent shortage of basic supplies and runs on banks. And the way he characterizes it is by saying we're not there yet, but things are getting worse each day. And he believes that 2014 may turn out to be a major turning point in this sort of global fall apart that we seem to be having.
And again, the upside mm-hmm. of a global fall apart, because throughout history, and if you go read All Wars or Bankers' Wars, all of these nations with these private central banking scams, these are criminal fraudulent operations mm-hmm. that have bought their way to legitimacy by bribing the government. And anytime one of them suffers a revolution or a collapse, all the other nations enslaved to private central banks will come on in and get the system restarted.
Yeah.
But for the first time in the history of the world, we are in a situation where all of these private central banks may come down at exactly the same time,
mm-hmm.
and we, the people of planet Earth, have to be ready to stand up
yep.
with a baseball bat in our hand and say, no more private central banks. We mm-hmm. demand the public currency be handled as a public utility and not a for-profit venture for these money junkies.
Right.
And we got to throw those money junkies into an asylum. With rubber rooms and little basketry classes and,
mm-hmm.
you know, needlepoint and maybe shock therapy. Leave a dollar lying on the floor, and when they bend over to pick it up, they get an electric shock like they used to cure the smoking people.
Well, we can put them into some sort
up
of an...
Up the voltage.
Some sort of indefinite detention.
Flick the switch up a couple of, down a couple of times because it's dirty contact. Oh,
but I think it's also a good time to remind
It'll
our...
be fun.
to remind our readers... to really be prepared.
Yes, we have to take a break for commercials. Yep. We will be right back.
Right.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Claire, you wanted to talk about preparedness, I believe.
Yeah, I did. I think that that article by Mike Snyder should put us in a place of mindfulness. And as we say on the radio and on the website, please don't panic. Plan. And it's real simple. You need to make sure that you've got storable food, potable water, medications for yourself, your family, and your pets, extra. And, you know, if your doctor asks, just tell them that you are concerned and feel that this would be an intelligent planning. You know, you're not planning to overdose or overdo on these medications, but if it's something you take that's critical, you should have some extra with you.
Well, apparently that'll be easy. Up in Michigan, apparently there was this doctor prescribed 1,300 pills to one person in one day. He got his license suspended, but they're out there, you know, especially in California,
oh,
you need medical marijuana.
Yeah.
They'll write you the script.
And make sure that you can protect those you love. And once you have, however that falls out, please make sure that you only have the amount of money in your bank that you need to pay bills and not a penny more. And when the prices are right, purchase small amounts of gold and silver to be used for barter. Figure out who in the neighborhood you would feel comfortable collaborating with, maybe trading services or trading goods with. And that having that kind of a network when the excrement hits the ventilation fan is going to give you, I think, a little bit of a peace of mind.
And to the time to start forming that network in your own community, to rebuild your local sense of community, is right now. It's already happening in cities across America where budget cuts have basically destroyed the police force, or the police force they have is doing little more than beating people up. There are communities that are forming their own armed reaction units. They don't want to call themselves vigilantes, but they're not neighborhood watch because they don't interact with the police, but they basically, you know, 2, 3, and 4 volunteers walking around just keeping an eye on things to discourage crime, because as the economy falls apart, people will be driven to crime. And there are two ways to deal with that. The first is, of course, to be prepared to deter crime in your home and in your neighborhood. And the second one is to realize the people, most of the people committing those crimes are driven to it by hunger.
Desperation.
And so as much as possible, and of course Claire and I are doing that after the radio show today, get out there and get involved in trying to keep the hungry people in your community fed. If we're going to have to take care of ourselves in this crisis, because this government won't. This government is all about taking care of the banks and taking care of Israel and taking care of the military-industrial complex and ordering us to buy stuff we really don't need and don't want. They're all about taking care of themselves. You're just seen as a herd of livestock to be harvested upon at need by this government financial complex.
Absolutely. I would like to now bop over to what's going on in the Ukraine, I will bop. Apparently there's been a truce, but the peace negotiations have stalled between the three major opposition leaders. And apparently, they spent several hours of talks with Yanukovych, but the minor concessions the president, was willing to allow were greeted by derision with tens of thousands of protesters on Independence Square in Kiev. And what is happening appears to be that angry protesters in half a dozen regions in the nationalist west of Ukraine have seized control of regional administration buildings.
Okay, well, that's looking really, really ugly. And remember, this all kicked up after the government of Ukraine changed its mind about joining the European Union and shackling the Ukrainian people to that European Central Bank, issuing all of the euros as a loan at interest. Mm-hmm. And I think for any sane heads looking at what the ECB and the European Union have done to Greece, Cyprus Spain, France, Italy, it would be insane to sign on to a system like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even Germany is in serious trouble. That was the strongest economy in the European Union. They have been so drained propping up this entire pyramid system. They're in serious trouble. And then all of a sudden we had all these agent provocateurs. Now the Ukrainian government has confirmed U.S. aid, this supposed non-governmental organization charity, which has already been caught in other countries funding destabilization efforts, is behind much of what we're seeing going on in the Ukraine right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Theoretically, the next Ukrainian presidential election, Mike, is going to be held in February of 2015. But if this government falls, is pushed, resigned, you know, all bets are off.
Well, certainly those opposition groups that are being supported and backed by Europe and the United States, the only concession they want is for the current government to leave, so a more pro-Western, pro-European central bank a coalition can be put in. And remember the length that these money junkies will go to. We saw that in Cyprus when they were having their elections, and this anti-central bank, anti-bailout party won handily. And the pro-bankers refused to form a coalition to force a second election. That second election was marked by rampant vote fraud. It was open and right in their face. They were literally taking ballot boxes from districts that were voting for the anti-banker party and burning them in the public square and saying, this is it. You know, this is what you get for voting for the anti-banker people. And these money junkies have a long history. Go back and read All Wars or Banker Wars. They will do anything, and I mean absolutely anything, to keep the world enslaved to their little Ponzi scheme debt slavery system.
Absolutely. And, of course, though, last December, Russia gave the Ukrainian government, which was in deep financial kimchi at the time, a huge loan to sort of prop them up. And the disbursement of that is supposed to happen coming up this year. But if the government falls, I wonder if the Russian government is going to retract the rest of the loan that it hasn't already given to the Ukrainian government. What do you think?
It's a complex issue, and Russia, I'm sure Putin understands what's really going on in the Ukraine, and it's another covert coup d'etat, like the U.S. tried to do in Iran in 2009. That one failed. This one is very much up in the air, could actually succeed. But if it does, we could see the Ukraine in just 1 or 2 years' time turn into a new Iraq or Libya, where the ordinary people realize their new government is just a U.S. puppet, and they start to push back, because that's what's going on in Iraq and Libya right now.
Yeah. And I believe that the U.S. is committing to training Iraqi troops in Jordan. At least that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's we're sending trainers back in. And the U.S. government is already trying to figure out some way they can justify returning militarily to Iraq, because the puppet regime is losing cities.
Yeah.
And but how do you sell to the American people, we need to reinvade Iraq? Didn't we just do that? Didn't Bush stand on that aircraft carrier in front of the mission accomplished banner?
Yep.
Why are we having to go back in there now?
And the question is, what will, and I hope that some of us remember this name, Muqtada al-Sadr do, a very highly respected Iranian cleric who has much clout in Iran, and who said very openly that if the U.S. stayed past the terms of the SOFA agreement, that all U.S. military was going to be a target for an attack. Now, recently he's gone into a more political mode, if you will. But what happens if there are U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq? This could get nastily more ugly than it already is.
I'm sure there will be U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq as soon as the U.S. government figures out a lie big enough to get the American people to go along with it.
That's going to have to be one industrial strength whopper, dear.
I would absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I would absolutely agree.
Yeah. I'd like to take a look also at an issue of education with Common Core. And apparently what is happening with this program, it's creating huge dossiers on kids and their families. And apparently the type and amount of personal, family, and non-academic data collected by the schools, reported in state longitudinal databases and used for research, was stimulated by the passage of the Education Sciences Reform Act of 2002 and has just grown like a monster. And apparently the loss of student and family data privacy has been accelerated by a proliferation of education programs, especially funded by the feds, early childhood and including home visiting programs that collect a lot of medical, psychological, and family data.
Remember that big stink about that teacher who refused to have his students answer whether they were using drugs because of the Fifth Amendment?
Yep.
And they punished him for that? This surveillance, it's Nazi Germany and Stasi and KGB and GRU all over again. We're there, folks. We are a dictatorship. We'll be right back after these commercials.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I got a couple of stories I want to talk about real quick here. I was having a text conversation with our control room here at RBN talking about the government using food vouchers to get people to inform on their neighbors. The Nazis did that. They were famous for handing out jars of orange marmalade for anybody who would inform on their neighbors. And as the food shortages increase, it becomes a very powerful incentive. Yes, we'll give you some groceries tonight, but you've got to give us your gun. In fact, they've already done that. The U.S. government has used food as an inducement to get people to surrender their weapons. And that's another reason we should never be dependent on government and corporations for our basic living necessities, because that's dependency is slavery, and they can be used to coerce our behavior. And as Claire was saying in the last segment, now is the time to start building your survival infrastructure, whether it's a vegetable garden in the backyard, stockpiling some food, forming a local community network, mutual assistance. The time to start doing it is right now. In fact, it's way past overdue for people to be doing that. Now, interesting little story. Remember how not too long ago the FBI had investigated, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, the Internal Revenue Service and said there were no criminal actions in the IRS targeting of political dissidents. And, of course, today we had Chuck Schumer out there saying that the IRS should target the Tea Party and just shut them on down, get rid of them. And now we're getting a story. This is being reported by the New York Post. The IRS has apparently targeted a conservative group operating in Hollywood called the Friends of Abe. And they are conservatives inside the Hollywood film industry. I know it's a rare, rare creature. I know because I used to be one of them. And it's a private organization. They have a private website. And the IRS has been delaying their application for a 501c3 nonprofit status for 2 years, demanding more and more information about just who is a member of this Friends of Abe. Now, that is not a requirement that normally goes out to other 501c3s. And the implication here is the government wants the names of conservatives in Hollywood so there can be a new blacklist. And I want to stay here right now. There is no new blacklist in Hollywood. It's the same one that's been there all along because I got put on it coming on 20 years ago. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the start of what really happened. And I know what it's like to be on that blacklist. And it is there. It was there. The FBI was using it in the 1960s when they destroyed the career of actress Jean Seberg for daring to support the civil rights movement. And now they're targeting this this conservative Hollywood group. And in Chuck Schumer's point of view, that's what the IRS is for. Just sick them on the enemies of the administration. Get rid of them. And that is, of course, a crime. Now, a little bit of good news coming out of the South Carolina House. They just passed legislation to ban all use of drones over their state without a proper warrant. It passed the state house unanimously, 100-0.
Good.
Absolutely. So the pushback is beginning. We're seeing it all over the place. The pushback is starting to build. Now, pardon me, over in New York, interesting story coming out. This is being reported by the ABC affiliate over there. St. Barnabas Hospital. Apparently a 30-year-old man walked into the emergency room Sunday night about 10 o'clock complaining about a rash. They took his vital signs, told him to sit in the waiting room until he was called. He was not called until 6:40 the next morning, by which time he was dead.
Yikes.
Okay. And they're thinking he may have actually died a little earlier than that because he was already turning blue. And there's one way for Obamacare to control costs at the emergency room. Just let them sit in the waiting room until they fall over dead. That'll look good on the bottom of that accounting ledger. Didn't have to spend money on this guy.
Yikes.
Ugly, ugly, ugly situation. Now, let's see. We already talked about Peter King. Getting back to the NSA situation, the IT security chief of Estonia has now declared that they will not use American encryption systems anymore. We're talking about commercially produced encryption systems coming from the United States of America will not buy them. And apparently this was in response to the revelation that RSA, which is one of the top American encryption products providers, received $10 million from the National Security Agency to install a backdoor in their encryption. And the U.S. government has a long history of that. After they cracked the German Enigma machine, they made presents of captured machines to all their allies, not telling them that any messages encoded with Enigma could now be read by the U.S. and Britain and Poland, which helped break the code. And, of course, there was another scandal with Crypto AG in Europe, which was a company selling a modern, up-to-date version of the Enigma machine. It was still a mechanical calculator. NSA paid them to install a backdoor. We know there was a backdoor packet in the original DES standard. The work reduction packet was called. We know when they were trying to push Clipper, there was a backdoor packet in that called LEAF, the Law Enforcement Assistant Field, where your encryption key was included in the encrypted message. So this is how the NSA is able to read all your traffic, is they have backdoored all the systems, and now Estonia is saying we're not going to buy any more American encryption products, which is going to harm our economy even more. Thank you very much, NSA. And as we have demonstrated with our own NSA challenges, it is actually very easy to develop strong encryption that the NSA cannot read because they don't know the method. And if you're using long keys, it just makes the task of trying to brute force it, even if they have the method, virtually impossible. That's why the NSA has been mandating key lengths all along. When the DES first came out, and NSA said keys must be held to this length only, and even encryption experts were saying, you're basically crippling it, you're weakening it. And of course, the encryptions I wrote for my NSA challenge all use very long keys. The keys are longer than the encrypted message. That's why they're unbreakable. And we are seeing all over the globe, nations, governments, institutions, companies don't want to do business with American IT anymore. They don't want to use American cloud servers. They don't want to buy American computer products. They're turning away from Windows, turning away from Macintosh operating systems. They're building a cyber wall around the United States of America because the United States of America cannot be trusted to respect the privacy of anybody. And as a result, all those companies that took the NSA's money to put in the back door are now paying for it tenfold over.
Yes.
They're going to start going out of business here.
Yeah, it's going to create an economic tsunami for these people.
Okay, now, getting onto the consumer level as you were, a lot of people use the Chrome browser, which is very good. But apparently a loophole or a backdoor, possibly intentional, has been discovered in it where a remote user, if your Chrome browser is open on your desktop, a remote user can use it to activate any microphone that you have on your system, like attached to your webcam. Google says they're going to promise a fix, but they haven't so far. Meanwhile, there's another problem with Chrome that you need to be aware of. Chrome automatically updates itself, including all of its extensions. Now, the extensions are provided by people who will write these extensions, and they go through the Chrome approval process, and they're put out there as valid extensions for Chrome. But here's the problem. The authors of extensions can sell those extensions to other parties. And there's a growing problem with established known Chrome extensions being bought by marketing companies and even worse by hackers who will then add adware and malware to these extensions and send them in for the automatic update to your Chrome browser without your knowledge through the Chrome update service. So, speaking of hacking, we were talking about how CNN got hacked into earlier with that bogus story about China dumping their U.S. treasuries. Apparently somebody hacked the website SSRIstories.com. That's the website with all the documented cases about how these prescription antidepressants can trigger violence, mass violence and suicide. And somebody got in there and scrambled up the index. There is a replacement index that we've already linked to from WhatReallyHappened.com. And finally, we have this Swedish gangster who claimed to have photos of the King of Sweden in, well, basically the same situation Mosley was in over in Britain, just got found dead with four bullets in his head. Police suspect foul play. All right, there's the music. It's time for us to get out of here. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that donate button. Believe me, we would not be asking you if it was not absolutely essential. We're just barely ticking by, and if you don't help us out, you could tune into this show sometime in the future and hear nothing but polka music, and that will serve you all right. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.